brought to you by Carol Beck and broadcasting live from the Dallas Entrepreneur Center, The Deck at 311 North Market Street, Suite 200 in Dallas, Texas. It's time for Career Advancement Radio, providing information to help enhance your career. Now here's your host, Dr. Marilyn Carroll.
Good morning. We're here today with Dr. Zhang, a nutritionist, as well as an expert in research on oncology. He comes to us previously. He was a MD in China, and he is gracing us from Plano, Texas today, where he has a practice. And that practice was introduced to me by some other business partners, and they have raved about Dr. Zhang and said, you must have Dr. Zhang on the show to talk to your audience about the excellent work he's doing in nutrition and the help that he's providing to people. So, Dr. Zhang, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, everybody.
Great. So, Dr. Zhang, we, previous to starting the show today, we were talking about just some of the things, and Dr. Zhang immediately began to explain to me some of the challenges I may have without me even telling him the challenges I was having. And he was so on point. Now, some people may say, oh, that's, it just could have been typical. No, it's not typical. And I don't think the average eye could see some of the things Dr. Zhang mentioned to me. And so much so that I'm convinced that after our meeting today, I will have to go under a consultation with Dr. Zhang. And I hope that today's show helps you to see that as well, or to at least reach out to Dr. Zhang through the information we'll provide at the end of the show, so that you have the opportunity to listen to him or get advice from him. So he'll share that with us, and I'll also share it on the podcast at the end of the show. So Dr. Zhang, we're going to get started with some questions.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into the field of nutrition.
First of all, I was learning the Chinese medicine in my 7 years old, because at that time, the China has been start a cultural revolution. And then at school, it's kind of difficult to learn anything. My parent was sent to the countryside, so only remained myself at home.
Wow.
And then my grandfather coming, he is the famous Chinese doctor in China. He moved from his hospital to the place I was living. His patient was followed him there. And then he got very busy. And then he said, you have to help me, because then I can teach you the Chinese medicine. Then I start to help him. First, they let me to feel the pulse of the patient.
And wait a minute, Dr. Zhang, this was when you were 7 years old?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And then I don't know what that means. So I just feel the pulse, and then I have the feelings of the tip of my finger. And then I just told him my feelings. And then they teach me what that feelings means.
Wow.
And then later on, if someone come to me, right now I'm using the Chinese medicine diagnostic method to assess the body, and then to see what kind of particular problem you have. But in Chinese medicine, there are four different diagnostic methods. One is the look, and then second is listen, and then third is asking, and then fourth is the pulse reading. Summarize those four different sensational results, then you know everything in the body. Even if you have cancer in your body, then I can sense it out where, how much, where, how large, and then what's the stage.
Wow. So how, Dr. Zhang, would that compare to you know, most doctors would say that don't practice holistic and don't have that cultural awareness that you were brought into long ago, you know, when your grandfather was practicing medicine. How does one, what would one say when you're combining the two? So you have a degree in medicine. So therefore, you know that what you were doing, that your grandmother, your grandfather had a holistic approach, mm-hmm. and marrying that with the approaches to today's medicine. Do you, are you doing that, or are you?
Yes, a little bit, because most of people didn't understand the concept of Chinese medicine because it's too, you have to learn the Chinese philosophy to understand that. And then basically is the people living in the nature, and then the nature, all the nature things is balanced. And then it's a yin and yang balance.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to put your body into that to make your body also yin and yang balance.
Wow.
And then if you have balanced the balance your body, you don't have disease. The Chinese medicine is trying to use different food and then different method and then different herbs to balance your body. Once your body is balanced, then you don't have disease. The Western medicine, because I went to the medical school, is in Western medicine because I already learned the Chinese medicine, and then I want to compare what's the Western medicine point of view on the disease.
Okay, very good.
So it's get me very frustrating because it's only focused on one thing, and then everything you treat is focused on the particular problems, and then it's not treating the disease, it's just inhibited.
Okay, so you're,
for
instead
example,
of focusing
if you on, have a pain on the head, and then the doctor just gives you the painkiller.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not treating the root problem. But Chinese medicine, if you have a headache, and then they will find out what's the reason for the headache, and then they treat the reasons.
Wow. So that brings me back to, is that why we call it holistic medicine?
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. you're treating the whole and not
the specific
problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that. I think that makes sense from a research perspective as well.
Mm-hmm. Interpreted Chinese medicine, we need Western medicine because Western medicine is everything that in different parts, for example, the anatomy and then the cell biology and molecular biology is talking about the function in the cells. Then the nutrition is kick in because every cell function and then every cell metabolic procedure and then every cell growing and then the cell death and cell regeneration, it's need nutrition involved in those process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. This is just so fascinating to me. I know I love learning, but this brings me to another point where the whole nutrition is concerned, and I want to talk a little bit about that. I've noticed since it started, and maybe about 4 years ago, that I started feeling really tired, and the doctors really couldn't tell me exactly what was going on, and my legs would cramp up, and I was like, oh my gosh, what the muscle problems and all of that, and I would go get tests, and they were like, well, we don't know, all your tests is coming back great. That there's nothing. And I went through extensive testing. And finally, somebody said, one of the nurse practitioners, rather, said, why don't you take a vitamin test? We're going to test you for your vitamin levels. And they tested me for my vitamin levels and found vitamin D. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this vitamin D deficiency, because as a manager, I noticed as a younger manager, when I was a younger manager, I would have these thought process about our older workers, our maturing workforce, and some of the things they were going through. And I saw a lot of depression in the workers. I saw a lot of these great people that were performing at a very high peaks mm-hmm. in their career. And then all of a sudden, things went downhill. And I'm like, what is going on? And then I noticed myself after the doctor diagnosed me with vitamin D deficiency and taking that, I started seeing, oh my gosh, in my research, and I saw, oh my goodness, this is bad for our workforce, even though, and plus we have an aging workforce. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say I'm that old, but you know, really old, but we're still aging. You know, you live long enough, you start getting older. And this was in my mid-40s when all of this started to transpire. And I noticed the workers that when I was in my 30s, early 30s, my workers were in their mid-40s to early 50s, and there were challenges, and we couldn't explain what the challenges were. How could a high performer all of a sudden drop within a year's time to a low performer? What was happening? And so this vitamin D, as I researched, I was noticing that it's like a huge challenge for many women, and they don't even recognize that they have it.
Not women, but also everywhere, everybody living in the United States. Because when you check the vitamin D levels, 99% people is below the normal range. It's causing by the United States start the molecular modification of the food
mm-hmm.
starts from 1995. And now maybe 95% food has been genetically modified. And then the nutrient density is belong very low. It's around 30%. And especially the vitamin D, vitamin C, magnesium, folic acid, zinc is 99% depleted. So if you don't take those as a supplement daily, then your body will have problem. And then especially the vitamin D, people didn't know the function, because the recent research showing they have more functions for the body. Traditionally, people only know that vitamin D is only help the calcium absorption in the intestine. But recent study found out that vitamin D is also very strong immune system enhancer.
Mm-hmm.
Because it converts the monocyte into the macrophage. Then the macrophage is the first line of your immunity to defeat disease. For example, if you don't have macrophage and then the bacteria and the virus getting into your body, and then they will direct getting into the target cells and then damage your cell.
Wow.
And if you have macrophage, then the macrophage will first catch the bacteria and the virus and then digest them and then send the information back to the T cell. And then T cell, there are several kinds of T cells, the nature killing memory T cells. And then the memory T cell will memorize the information, then transfer that information to the B cell. And the B lymphocytes cells is the antibody making cells. So they will, according to that information, they will make antibodies. And when the bacteria or virus second time getting into your body, they already have antibody to against it.
Wow, that is interesting. Now I asked my doctor, and he recommended. He said my regular general doctor said, Marilyn, I recommend that you go see a nutritionist and work out a diet plan, because everything he would say to me, I'm like, I'm having a hard time with this diet thing. And I don't know what's going on. I need some help. And I can't get the surgery. I can't do this gastric bypass surgery. Can't do that because of child rearing days and having C-sections and some of the other things that happen from those C-sections, the scar tissue, having a surgery where it was cutting off my digestive tract and my ability to eliminate. And so now I can't mess with my stomach necessarily unless I have to for things. So no more surgeries, unnecessary surgeries. So only way, and I know it's a very popular thing here in Texas, the gastric bypass surgeries, and probably throughout many of the states here in the U.S. But the gastric bypass, I think there's is quite a bit that happens here. For a person like me, I need a natural way of losing weight. With that comes identifying, I believe, the more I've researched, some things that I'm eating or drinking or taking in may be a challenge for my body. Mm-hmm. And that's why when I was 30, I could lose weight faster than I'm able to lose weight now. It just, now it just takes a challenge. It's a challenge. I could not be eating much.
It's also related to the vitamin D levels.
Oh, what? You're kidding.
Yes. Because
this vitamin D is like the monster.
because except for the immunity enhancer, vitamin D also regulates the liver metabolites. And then also, it's also stabilized the central nervous system and then balanced the hormone. And recently, in 2010, two American doctors found out that telomere is the related to the longevity because the telomere is the cap of the chromosome in both sides. And then the telomere length is related to the longevity. If the telomere is longer, and then you live longer. If the telomere is shorter, you live shorter.
Mm.
Then the vitamin D found out is only the vitamin D, the only vitamin that enhance the telomerase activity. Once the telomerase activated, and then the telomere is become longer, then the cell live longer.
Mm-hmm.
Then the body is live longer.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the body weight, a lot of doctors is trying to push people take the low fat diet. And then the low fat diet is makes you getting weight. And that makes you cholesterol higher.
No one has ever explained that to me. Now, my doctor did say, don't do the low fat diet. Mm-hmm. He said, you need more proteins.
Mm-hmm.
And
not only the proteins, but also you need to take some kind of fat in order to lose your body weight. And in the United States, the big problem is the sugar intaking. A lot of people drink Coke and then one can of Coke is 28 grams of sugar. If you drink 5 or 6 cans of Coke, then half pound of the sugar is getting into your body.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Zhang, you mentioned Coke, but I think that since I've lived in Texas, I noticed that we socialize by eating and drinking, not soda, but that other famous beverage. Alcohol.
Okay.
What happens with that? What is the effect of alcohol?
Alcohol will inhibit the liver functions.
It will?
Inhibit the liver function.
Meaning?
Meaning it's diminish the fat and the protein metabolites. And then also increase the sugar metabolites.
So it has a negative effect.
Yes. By looking at the traditional textbook of biochemistry, if you take fat, the fat is not for accumulating. It's only for the energy supply. And if you take protein, the protein is for cell structures and then also a lot of functional second messenger in the body. For example, most of the neurotransmitters is converted by the amino acid. And also a lot of hormone is synthesis by the amino acid, like the thyroid hormone is synthesis by the tyrosine.
Wow.
And then the iodinized tyrosine and putting together is become this thyroid hormone.
Well, we could spend hours on this stuff, Dr. Zhang, but this is interesting. I mean, really, you break it down in a more, for me, I can understand it better. coming from you. Maybe the doctor was trying to, my regular physician was trying to tell me this, but never, and I don't think he's had time to just sit down because they got to get me in and out.
And then if you got sugar, the sugar is the only energy that is easily converted to fat. So if you take too much sugar and then you cannot use them, the liver will use the sugar to synthesize fat. In the meantime, they synthesize cholesterol and then store it in the body.
Wow. Now, okay. Don't have sugar, don't have any of the other stuff. But
you have, in the United States, the diet, you have to take high fat, high protein, low carb, and then take more vegetables and more fruits.
Wow. So I'm here with Dr. Zane today, and he is a nutritionist here in the Dallas metro area. And he has explained a lot of great information. Again, more into the vitamin D as well as some of the other things. And since this is a career advancement radio show, I'm hoping that a lot of this information, especially out there that managers are listening, maybe I will get with Dr. Zane and get his information and post this on our website as well as in our blog and give you links to Dr. Zane's research that he's done to show that what he's talking about is very relevant. And for my audience, I'm also going to become a patient of Dr. Zane's and let you follow Dr. Zane and I as we go through helping me to change my diet and to help me improve. And as I stated earlier, I've had a challenge in losing weight over the last few years. And I'm open to this process and scenario. And my skin also has had a few challenges, especially since I lived here in Dallas, breaking out, and it may be something in the environment and things of that nature. So I'd love for you guys to not only listen here, but also follow Dr. Zane and I as we go through, and he goes through a retransformation of my nutritional aspects of my diet and see there. And even if you don't live in the Dallas metro area, there are ways to get to Dr. Zane. And, you know, I see a lot of people flying here to see somebody. So Dr. Zane, we're looking so forward. I know I am. And I hope the audience is as well. I will provide the information for Dr. Zane. His website is Stream of Life. StreamOfLifeOption.net, www.StreamOfLifeOption.net. And he can be located at 101 East Park Boulevard, Suite 240, Plano, Texas. And that's 75074. And his number is 214-448-3818. Again, that number is 214-448-3818. And he's a board certified clinical nutritionist. Dr. Zane comes to us with lots of credentials, not only a MD in medicine, but he also has a PhD in research and a CCCN in clinical research. So thank you, Dr. Zane, for being our guest today. And I look so forward to coming back and talking to our guest again, or our audience again, about how we're doing.
Much.
Take care.